I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up? It's your boy, the Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Hello, away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3,563. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill. The Ted Smith.
That's my car.
Iron Men's Room. On tap today, Ryan Castle once again will join us, and we're from his basement studio dungeon bar thing, and once again we will sit and spin. Today we test your knowledge with the 10 most recognizable TV theme songs of all times. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shot of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click clack.
Drinking a drunk. All right, here we go. A man in England told to trim his bush that is shaped like a huge middle finger.
And his pants are outside.
Outside, okay. Meanwhile, a Washington TV station apologizes after airing a porn clip showing place that woman would make a stinker. Portuguese authorities seize 5 tons of cocaine, so festival cancels weekend rave. Police chase stolen Jeep going over 110 miles per hour featuring a driver who does not shave. An Ozark deputy arrests man after a foot chase as he's holding on to a Marie Callender chocolate cream pie.
Ooh.
That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
All the bitches, good day to you and yours. All right, we talked about it briefly yesterday, but if you did not hear, Vince Neil was hospitalized last week after falling off the side of the stage during a performance. He was performing with his own band when he took the dive and broke a few ribs. However, not to be outdone, the band Fish, yes, Fish, they were performing in San Francisco last weekend when a fan fell about 4 stories to the floor below. 45 minutes later, at the exact same show, another fan fell from the upper levels and landed on top of another fan down in the lower levels. Both of them had to go to the hospital. Falling, it seems, is all the rage. We go to India, where a guy fell 164 feet to the ground. He was not at a concert. He was dangling from a hot air balloon until he lost his grip and went plummeting. It should be noted, he worked on the hot air balloon. Now, the danger of falling is not always about you falling. Sometimes it's about something else falling and landing on you. We have another unfortunate example, this time in Russia, where a veteran stage performer, he was crushed when part of the set collapsed and landed on top of him. People thought it was part of the show until, and I quote, someone yelled, "There's blood!" Then they realized that things had gone south.
things did not end well for him. But look, people and things are falling, and it's all over the news, so we figure, what the hell? Let's hear your story. Today's question, who or what fell on what or who?
Be part of the Big Show. Call 206-421-ROCK. You can like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the shows and away we go. Welcome to season 16, episode number 3563. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. That is a fact, as once again, we will be joined by Ryan Castle, and we will sit and spin. Now, Ryan down there in his basement studio dungeon bar. Today, we're going to test your knowledge of television theme songs.
All right.
With the 10 most recognizable TV theme songs of all time. Now, keep in mind, this was a poll that was done by DirecTV. So they sampled all of their viewers.
All right.
All age groups and said, hey, are these recognizable or not? Now, what you need to understand is, if you're 22 years old, you probably have never heard the theme to the Jeffersons. So,
maybe.
You probably don't
know
the
Jeffersons are good times.
You don't know Andy Griffith? You know, you don't know.
Oh, you got to know Andy Griffith,
maybe,
right?
Maybe, you know, the thing is, you know, you maybe have heard the song.
But don't know it's him.
But you have to identify it with the show.
All right.
So okay. It's recognizable based on the TV show. So there's a lot of new shows out there that people
have
themes, more so than the old school TV themes that we remember growing up, I think. No Love Boat, none of that stuff.
No.
Well, but some of these aren't going to be exactly new.
They're not newer. But, I mean, we do this 20 years ago, and it'd be like the MASH theme.
Right.
Or something like that. You know, where you go, okay. Or Days of Our Lives or some crap. But at least it's a lot more updated, you know what I mean, than what I'm thinking.
Days of Our Lives?
Because I don't even think TV theme. Like Sands Through the Hourglass. You would know the theme.
I don't know the theme. I know the quote.
Yeah,
I
would
not know the music.
Oh, yeah, you would. Oh, you would be completely right. You might not. Yeah, you would know it.
I don't know, man.
I swear to God, you would know it.
Yeah, soap operas, I don't know.
Well, that's probably the only one that I really know. But it doesn't seem like television shows do as many themes as they used to. It seems like when they segue between shows, it is just boom, boom, on to the next show. There's not even a commercial
a network,
between
yeah.
it. You know what I mean? They just go. And that's typically where you'll find a lot of the themes is mm-hmm. network television. So today we get the 10 most recognizable TV theme songs of all time. Also coming up on the Men's Room Happy Hour, we have the return of the effing news. As you get more Men's Room Monday through Friday at 6 o'clock over on the Odyssey app. If you don't have that app, download it now for free. And we will go to the Men's Room Happy Hour channel starting at 6 o'clock. Same rules do not apply as they do here on these radio airwaves. Thus, we can do the effing news and give you all the news with the F-bomb, which is, you know, somewhere in the story.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's multiple times. It just depends on
who's talking
and where they're talking. And some of these instances on today's effing news happened on live television. Others in in-depth articles or on people's podcasts or speaking to the media.
Sure.
There's a lot of F-bombs out there. Let's see here. Aaron Rodgers dropped an F-bomb this week. There's all kinds of people, like, just from all walks of life that are dropping F-bombs.
He should have.
You know, they are, It's an entertaining segment. So here's what you do. When you do download the Odyssey app, search for the Men's Room, and you'll see the Men's Room Appy Hour channel. You want to favor that bad boy, and then at 6 o'clock, we will go on that channel live. If you click in right now, there's not going to be anything on it because we're not on it right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's 6 o'clock Monday through Friday, and we've got another episode of the Men's Room Happy Hour coming up for you right at 6 o'clock. All right, our question today, who or what fell on who or what? And we start with what should be a good time, which is going to a fish show.
I guess. I mean, I'm going to be tripping,
no,
maybe.
Yeah,
but.
Well, no one just says, yeah, I'll go to a fish show. Why don't we go? If you are a fish fan, you go to fish shows. This is what you
right.
do. This is kind of more of a lifestyle thing where you didn't buy tickets for one night at one show in San Francisco. You bought the tickets to Sacramento. You bought the tickets to San Jose. You bought the tickets to see them in L.A., in San Diego, or wherever the hell they're playing. Like, you are going to be fished out.
Just remember the rule. Always miss the Sunday show.
For fish?
Yeah.
Why is that a rule?
Because their rule is like, never miss a Sunday show.
Oh, is that what they say?
Yeah, I'm just old. So oh. I'm like, I'm not going to be out there for that Sunday show. Miss it.
Yeah. Well, this is not a
fish
good story.
Fish is a fun time, though, if you like jam bands.
Have you seen Fish?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen
him. I saw him years ago at the arena, dressed as Ernie.
Were you sober?
Oh, no.
Yeah, of course not. It's Fish.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's part of the
thing. You have to be high to enjoy him.
And you go there, and you are in a different state of mind. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's a fact. And that's why I would think that the trauma involved in this for a lot of other people was a lot heavier. Not that this wouldn't be heavy while sober.
They're just in a different mindset.
They're in a different mindset. And the last thing that you want to do is do anything that interrupts or disrupts that state of mind. You know what I mean? I mean, there's nothing worse than going through a bad experience when you're just out to have a good time. And that apparently happened. A Fish concert in California took a grim turn over the weekend after not one, but two separate falls led to one death and two serious injuries. According to a spokesman for the San Francisco Police Department, police got a call around 9 o'clock of a person needing medical assistance at the Chase Center where the band was performing. When they arrived on the scene, a man was injured, apparently from a fall. But despite emergency responders' efforts, the man died. Police say that while that investigation continues, there has been no evidence of foul play. Now, about 45 minutes later, cops get a second call, this time in another part of the arena, where one man had fallen onto another man in a section below. He clearly missed a step. He was not holding on to the handrail, and he just kept going. How many times have we talked about being in the upper deck of an arena where it just slants up and down, and you sit in your seat, and you stand up, and you're like, man, oh, man, the last thing I want to do is fall.
I think it was like 2 weeks ago where I was saying, like, I'm surprised this doesn't happen more often.
Well, guess what, Ted? It just happened.
I'm happy it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. He missed the handrail, just kept going. Both men were taken to a local hospital. The man who fell had serious but non-life-threatening injuries, while the man who got hit was hospitalized with serious injuries. Police say there didn't appear to be any criminal violation involved with the second fall. Now, Robert Mullen of Texas, so he's a Fish fan because he traveled to San Francisco to see the band. Now, he's from Texas, which means this is a weekend away. He witnessed not one, but both incidents, telling a news outlet that the man who died in the first fall appeared to have intentionally jumped. We saw him right when he put his feet on the barrier, stood up, and he just leapt, he said. Adding it was a huge drop, maybe four stories or more. Mullen notes that he and his wife were obviously shaken by what they had witnessed. So they moved to another part of the stadium.
Yeah.
They just wanted to get the hell away from there. Far away to try to, quote, recenter ourselves. That's when they saw the second person fall.
Oops.
Though Mullen adds that that fall appeared to be accidental. By that point, he and his wife decided to leave.
Yeah, maybe just go.
They left the concert. Attendees said that some of the guardrails in the arena aren't high enough to keep someone from tumbling over. They aren't really designed for an event where everyone is up and dancing, and there's a whole lot of drug use, according to one concert goer.
Yeah.
In the statement, Chase Center said, "We are working with the local authorities to determine exactly what happened," noting all inquiries should be directed to the San Francisco Police Department. Fish has not commented on the incident.
What are they supposed to say? Like, we're playing. We don't know what people are doing, but think about this dude, right? I'm here with my wife. We see this horrible thing happen. Like, babe, you know what? Let's move to the other side of the arena. And because you did that, you saw the other guy. You're like the only people that saw both guys come crashing
down. Where do you shake the cobwebs out after that? Like, where do you go?
The bar.
You know what I mean?
Do you go to the bar. You get a drink.
Do you go straight back to the hotel room? You know what I mean? Like, look, we're just calling this one a night. I mean, obviously they left.
I'm going to the bar, I get at least three shots, suck down a beer, then maybe go back to the hotel room.
I mean, can you go to
dinner? I'm smoking weed.
Can you go to dinner after that? Are you able to eat? I mean, that would be pretty traumatic to see.
It's a nighttime show, though, so I mean, you probably weren't going to go to dinner after that anywhere. I'm just saying, for me, I'd probably smoke some weed and then throw at the bar for a beer.
Yeah, Bill, I'm here.
Okay.
Right. I am here, man.
Now we go to Israel.
That happened, man?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it really did.
That would be awful.
Listen, you're already tripping bees. You're probably in a really good place. You see this guy jump, as far as one eyewitness says, right? And who knows? You know, either he's feeling suicidal or he's just high and feels immortal, right? We don't know. But either way, he's gone. You're freaking out. I go to the other side of the arena and watch some dude rain out of the sky and then land on top of someone else.
I don't believe that necessarily to be the case. I think, not that it's not a probability, but I also believe, based on the number of drugs that some people take, they might think that from their perspective, is just like doing a stage dive.
That's what I mean. You're high enough.
Just
like,
depending on how many drugs you are on.
Do people stage dive at fish concerts? Ted, and they don't strike me as that kind of band. You know what I mean? Like, I don't expect a mosh pit at an NSYNC concert.
To be honest with you, the one thing I've noticed about fish fans is they like to put money on what song the band will come out with that night. So when their opening song, they change their opening song every night.
All right.
So there's always a running debate among fish fans. It's like, you know, what are they going to come out with? And they all kind of do side bets on that.
Sure. Because
you never know what the hell they're going to come out with, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've only been to one show. It was awesome, though. But everybody was super friendly and nice.
Oh, but they are.
Plus, me and Steve Miggs were dressed as Bert and Ernie.
Is anyone going to treat you poorly when you're dressed like Bert and Ernie?
We got invited everywhere.
That's what I mean. Like, so
you're just, I mean, every suite we walk by, people are like, Bert and Ernie, get in here.
Did you take advantage?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Right.
We only left one suite because I always forget. I'm the shorter one, so my Bert or Ernie.
You're Ernie.
So Ernie maybe had a couple beers by this point, too. And at one point, we're in there, we have our hats off, and we're smoking weed with these people. And then I realize they're all dressed as Timber Joey, and they're all wearing Timber's gear.
Oh.
And I was like, Ernie's got to get out of here. Ernie's going to say something.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ernie's going to slap us.
Like, even though they were nice enough to invite you into their suite.
And
get you smoked out.
Yeah.
You still had to leave because they were all Timbers fans. Is that what I'm understanding? And you were like, whoa, people from Portland like fish? Like, surely this
they were very enthusiastic about being Timber fans. And we're like, it was going to get to that point. But anyhow, Bert and Ernie, we walked into like some like VIP suite behind the stage. We're just up there dancing.
And did they let you in just because you're dressed like Bert and Ernie?
Yeah.
And that's it. Like, you had no pass.
Well, this was weeks before Halloween.
Okay. Couldn't you, in theory, almost put this into principle in a lot of different situations? Maybe for, like, maybe a band that you really wanted to see or a sporting event that you wanted
to
see?
Just like Bert and Ernie, right?
Oh, no. If it's a sporting event, I'd rather watch your sports. Like, we had this plan for months.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Fair enough.
And it's funny, too, because we would run into people we knew who wanted to take pictures with Bert and Ernie. But they didn't realize it was us in there. So
you let them know?
Right, so like if you and Miles were there and you're having a good time, you come over like, can we get a picture with you, Bert and Ernie? I'd be like, yeah, and I'd put my arm around you, be like, hello, Miles, good to see you. Like, who's it? Like, I remember one buddy. Who's Ernie? Who's in that mask? I was like, no, it's just me, Ted. You guys know me. Calm down.
Who they got for you, man?
They were partying, and they were like, what the hell, Ernie?
Doesn't that break the mascot creed?
It does, Miles, but I'm not really in the fraternity. I was just pretending.
But if you can name drop in the mascot outfit, that's awesome.
Did you guys hold hands?
No.
Okay, all right.
Bert and Ernie are friends.
Real good friends.
They are.
They sleep in the same bedroom together.
Separate beds,
that's a fact.
Well, they did that back on I Love Lucy as well. They were a married couple.
Well, I slept in a bed with Will 2 weeks ago in Milwaukee.
I'm sure Will was
wearing
great.
Wearing an Ernie costume?
I was not.
Okay.
But I woke up and there was pillows between us.
Did he put those in there?
Yeah. I get a little cuddly when I sleep. After getting 12 bars in one day, I think I tried to spoon him.
You're a notorious cuddler.
I am.
So I can understand. Right. At some point tonight, he's like, get this mother
off. He put all four pillows between us.
Yeah. A man is dead after falling Tuesday from a hot air balloon mid-flight in Israel. The man in his 20s, he was a crew member. He had been dangling from the basket when he fell, according to police. I don't know how this happened, but he hung himself on the basket. According to reporters, the pilot told the man to jump when the hot air balloon was still close to the ground, but that he insisted he would be able to hang on. The pilot could not immediately land, and the man tumbled from the hot air balloon at a height of about 164 feet. Local police said the initial investigation revealed that the hot air balloon appears to have taken off with a man clinging to the basket. He said police were alerted about the hanging crewman, who then informed the pilot. The man plummeted before the pilot was able to land the hot air balloon. They reported the man fell onto a passing car on a highway below.
Oh, Jesus, God. Are you serious?
Yes. They sealed off the area, and they investigated the incident. The balloon and its 14 passengers all witnessed the incidents. They landed safely.
Do you keep doing the
hot air balloon? Like, okay, the guy falls, right?
Mm.
And you say, wait a minute, we want our 45 minutes. You know what I mean?
We paid for this.
Right. Here we are. We're up in the air. We don't know that guy. You know what I mean?
He just hit a car.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
You see it happen. Oh, man.
I did not realize he hit a car.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
See, I told you. Never go on a hot air balloon ride. I think it's an awful idea. I don't care.
How fast do they go up in the air? I mean, because they said when it took off, the guy's clinging to the basket. Mm-hmm. The pilot says, hey, man, just jump off because we're still close to the ground. But the guy decides to hold on. So I'm wondering, like, how fast do they get at altitude where it's dangerous? You know what I mean?
I don't know. All I know is...
Because you never see them, zip up in the air. It's usually
a slow
process.
You cannot see... You cannot... I mean, you have no idea where these things are going. You know what I mean? So that's the problem with it. I mean, you can't control them. You can control their height.
Right.
But you can't control the direction. You are at the mercy of the wind. You know what I mean? And that's why half the time, when you have a hot air balloon festival... Or you offer hot air balloon rides. They are typically very early in the morning or right at dusk in the evening when the wind kind of dies down, which is pretty typical of the weather we have in Seattle. You walk outside at night, it's calm. Middle of the day down here, man, it's blowing like 20 miles an hour. Then at 6 o'clock, the wind dies down. So they typically go when the sun's going up or when the sun's going down.
Well, the key is to be in the basket. I think we can all agree on that. Right, because all the passengers made it safe because the thing finally landed, but the crew member himself, I don't know why... He chose to hold on to that.
I mean, in theory, couldn't they do it just like they do the one at Disney World and just tie it to something?
You can't. They did that in Baltimore. And remember, it got caught in the wind. And
yep, you're right. It did. Yep.
And so instead of like floating away, they kept smashing back and forth because they had nowhere to go except to the side of other buildings. Yeah, I'm not a big hot air balloon guy.
No, and maybe I'm just not going to get one.
I'll never do it. I'm not kidding you. Like if someone, I mean, even if it was.
I still think I would.
What is the excitement of?
I don't know. Just to say you did it.
It looks cool.
Right.
It looks cool from the ground when you see a hot air. Like, oh, look, a hot air balloon. I don't want to be in it. You know what I mean? I'll tell you what I would do, though.
What's that?
Goodyear blimp. See, that thing can steer. That thing can steer. You know what I mean? It's got a little canopy thing in it, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm kind of inside.
Well, yeah, sure.
I mean, if I'm going to be in a balloon.
Most people will take a blimp ride.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'm not getting in a hot air balloon. And I wonder if you can take a blimp ride.
I don't know. Can we rent a blimp ride?
Like, just get in Snoopy.
Like, is there just
a
recreational blimp somewhere?
I won't say
the Fuji
it, but
blimp?
I'm sure somebody would know.
I'm not asking that person.
No, me either. Hey, I heard you guys talking about, hydrogen is the way to go. Who or what fell on who or what? 206-421-ROCK.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW.
Yay!
You're in the men's room.
KISW proudly presents Live Day 2021 Solid Gold 70s. Hell, Ted's going to dress up like C-3PO.
His favorite.
Fall down Thursday, November 18th, Snoqualmie Casino. BJ and Migs, our show completely live, and we finally get a chance to get back out there and see you guys again. The entire show, a part of a live studio audience, which you will be involved in. Everything is live. Sound effects, commercials, music, nothing is pre-recorded. The entire thing is 100% live. Tickets are on sale now, KISW.com. You can buy tickets for BJ and Migs. You can make the morning. You can make the afternoon. Want to come see us? There's a package for that. There's also a package for the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
See both shows live up at Snoqualmie Casino. We'll see you there. Tickets now at KISW.com. Our question, who or what fell on who or what? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Welcome to the Rock.
Hola.
Hola.
Sorry, I was watching a movie earlier. Anyway, so my dad was adamant about cutting down some trees in the backyard. We had 3 acres in the backyard, and it was the long ways. He was adamant about cutting down the trees over the house so they didn't damage the house anymore. And so I'm holding the ladder, and he's up there with the chainsaw because smart.
How tall is the ladder?
10 to 12 feet.
Okay.
Now, how big were the trees you guys were cutting down?
They were probably like 6 to 8 inches in circumference.
Okay.
They weren't huge, but they were growing into the house. They were kind of making a nuisance into the house. And so he's up there, and I watch him just come right off the ladder with the chainsaw running. And it barely misses his head, and he headbutts the concrete walkway. Oh, yeah. And, like, my dad has a haircut like Steve the Thrill. And homeboy had a giant lump on his head. And I ran over and, like, turned off the chainsaw. And I was like, call 911. I just yelled at my stepmom, call 911. I was like, why would you do this?
So how bad off was he?
Oh, he was bad off. As in, he was knocked the F out and had a concussion and, like, was just passed out on the ground, broke his glasses because we both wear glasses because, well, genetics. And
so he landed face first?
Oh, yeah. He basically, what would you call it? What do you call it when you slap into a pool?
Belly smack.
Belly flop?
Yeah, he belly flopped. Yes, Ted. He belly flopped right onto the concrete.
Did he get someone else later on to come and take care of those trees for him?
We did.
Okay, good. The idea of getting on a ladder just to climb the ladder is one thing. If you're up there with a paint can and a paintbrush, that's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
But when you've got...
he's up there with a chainsaw.
When you got a chainsaw, that really changes
the game. It's a game changer, man.
Yeah, it really is.
I'll leave it up there with the paintbrush and the paint can. Depending. We were painting the outside of the house a couple of years ago. We just needed a slightly taller ladder. Mm-hmm. Right? We had standard, 6 or 8 footer? I don't know. My wife comes back from Home Depot. It's like a 50-foot ladder or something. I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, like, we don't need this. The thing weighs about 1,000,000 pounds. Anyway, we leaned it up against the house, but it's so tall, I had to lean it at a really weird angle. You know what I mean? It's like half out in the yard. And I remember climbing up that thing, and when I got to the top and looked down, I'm like, I'm not cool with this.
No.
Like, I am not happy to be here. And the thing is, I'm holding the paint can with one hand. I got the brush in the other. And the whole time in my head, like, why are you not holding anything for support? Then you try to get that out of your head, then my legs start shaking. I'm like, this is goddamn ridiculous.
No.
Took me a lot longer to paint than it should have.
Who or what fell on who or what? 206-421-ROCK.
Yeah, ladders, when you get up there high on them, you remember, like, oh.
Yeah, when you're looking up, you're like, dude, you're not that high up. And then when you climb up, you're like, it's higher than it looks.
I don't even know, man. I get this thing, my whole body just locks up, and I freeze. Like, I'm terrified of heights. I'm absolutely terrified of heights.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing scares me like that. I mean, nothing. Nothing at all. Like, there's a lot of things that scare me, but nothing scares me like heights, man. It is a weird thing. It takes over my entire body. I'm like, whoa.
And it's weird because people say don't look down, and I've discovered they're right. You know, every once in a while, you're like, man, why? Then you look down and you go, oh, that's why.
Yeah, it's hard not to.
It is hard not to, man.
We got a listener who's he washes windows and skyscrapers downtown. We'll see him maybe once a week or so, and he's just walking by and, you know, just regular job, you know, just go up 42 floors and dangle from a rope and clean windows. I'm just like, you could not pay me enough money. I don't know what the hourly would be like if someone said, hey, man, I'll tell you what. We'll give you $1,000 an hour to do that job for one day. I would be like, hell no. Absolutely not.
Yeah, his gigs, he's doing full-on skyscrapers.
I mean, he's 7-hour day. $7,000, man. Come on.
Nope.
What are you going to do? No. No. No way. I don't do windows. That's what I tell him.
I don't do windows.
Yeah,
but you're a window washer. Yeah.
$7,000 in 7 hours. Solid money, though.
It is solid.
Could you get yourself to step off of a roof, right? So, like,
no.
42 stories up, you got to step off the roof onto the little plank and then do your thing. I got to think, once you're on the plank, I feel like you would get used to it quicker than you think, but I don't know if I could convince myself to step off the roof.
I'm telling you, man. Like, I watched, it almost made me throw up. This was probably 5 or 6 years ago. I cannot remember the name of the Tom Cruise movie. Like Tom Cruise movies or not, I tend to find that they're not bad as far as the action end of them.
Sure.
But the guy does all his own stunts. I mean, most of his own stunts. I'm assuming he does more than you think. So at this one point in time, like, he is running out of skyscraper.
Yeah.
He is harnessed to something, man. And then he is running back and forth on the skyscraper. I'm just like, Tom.
Come on, man.
I mean, seriously. Then I saw another one where he does this huge motorcycle jump. This was recently. This is probably within the last month, right?
Oh, this is a movie that hasn't come out yet.
Yeah,
right.
Takes off this ramp on a motorcycle, Evel Knievel style, into like a canyon, and then his parachute deploys, and then, but he did that take like 5 times. I'm like, dude, 1 take is enough. You know what I mean? Like, the idea of doing this, like, the dude is nuts. I mean, I will give him prop. The dude is nuts, though.
I don't think he's nuts. I think that's just his juice.
It is, but he's like, I still like, think you're nuts.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying, like, sometimes adrenaline people, like, that's just what they do.
No, I get it.
I know, but like.
But I think that they're nuts. Like, if you're a stuntman, I think the stuff you do is really, really, really cool. And I get that the adrenaline gets you going, but I still think you're nuts.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, I get it. It is really cool. You lit yourself on fire. You drove a car off of a building. You jump out and a parachute deploys. I'm like, that's really cool. You are goddamn crazy.
If that's what gets your yah-yahs off, you know what I mean? Like, what do you do in the bedroom? You know what
I
mean?
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, like, if that's what it takes to get you excited, like, every time you do one of these things, it's even more difficult and more dangerous and all these things. You know what I mean? It's just like, dude. What in the hell, man? Like, you're bored by everything, then.
You're right. I would think you were bored all the time.
You're bored. Who or what fell on who or what? 206-421-ROCK.
By the way High Window Guy checks 70 miles. It says, Men's Room, this is Way High Window Guy. We do not get paid as much as you think, and we love heights. And then he adds, thank you. We're crazy as...
Yeah, no. That's like, I would not want to be drinking with you in a bar, because nothing at all scares you. You know what I mean? Like, 5 shots of Jack Daniels in an hour, not going to scare you.
I would do that. I know it's a bad idea, but
I would do 5 shots in an hour before I would be a window guy and get paid $1,000 an hour.
I've seen you do 5 shots in an hour, and there's nothing on the line. It's just we have an hour, and we had 5 shots.
That's not even a stretch, man. I'm in a plane. What am I supposed to do? I'm bored. And I'm way high in the air. Who or what fell on who or what? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Richard. Welcome to the Men's Room.
BJ Shea.
Hola.
How's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, doing good, doing good. Enjoying my day off.
Sweet.
Well,
so,
okay,
who or what fell on who or what?
Well, I used to work for Amazon delivering packages, and there was one day where I was just a little bit late, probably about 10 minutes. Now, normally... we have to load up our vans every day. We get in at 6 a.m. It takes us about an hour to load up our vans. And personally, our oversized packages in the back of the van, I like to load up myself in a very specific way, which makes sense. Heavy packages on the bottom, lighter packages on top.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for me, because I was running a little bit late, somebody else loaded up my van, and they put the heavy boxes on top in the back. So I was on my route, not even an hour in, probably about 7:30, 7:40 in the morning. And one of the packages I'm delivering is an oversized package to a customer. I go to the back of the van, I open it up. I went to go grab the package, and the whole stack of boxes fell over, and I got hit in the head with probably about a 35 to 50 pound box.
Boom. Damn. Does it just knock you the hell out, or daze you, or what?
Oh, I was dazed. I was wibbly wobbly, in the words of the doctor from Doctor Who.
It's wibbly wobbly, yeah.
So you didn't go to a real doctor then?
I did end up going to a real doctor, yes.
Okay. What ended up happening?
So I called my boss. I let him know. I was like, hey, so I just had one of the heavy boxes fall on my head. He asked me if I was all right. I told him no. So he said, well, why'd you call me? Call the ambulance. And I was like, well, you're my boss. I had to call you first. That's what Amazon tells me every morning. They were like, well, call the ambulance. So I hung up with him, called the ambulance. They were on the way. Called my wife, called my brother, let them know I was heading to the hospital. And my wife had the day off that day, so she came up to see me. My brother was still at work, so he wasn't able to make it.
Your brother? What was he going
to
do?
Why'd your brother need to be there?
Well, just in case my wife was at work. I didn't know, you know.
Oh, I thought you said went on. I got you. So what was the injury?
So the doctors were concerned about my C1 and C2 vertebrae.
Oh, so they thought you crossed your back.
That's my neck.
Oh, gotcha. I think the L's are your back, C's are the neck, right?
Yeah, that's what I was able to make out from what the doctor was saying.
Well, how do you feel now?
Oh, I'm doing a lot better now. I still have some neck pain every now and then, but that's probably usually from sitting wrong when I'm watching, like, Criminal Minds or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's going to happen. That happens to everyone who watches Criminal Minds.
One of the dangers of Criminal Minds, you're going to sit wrong and hurt yourself.
That's why I stopped watching.
Oh, yeah. Hurt myself every day.
And I found out,
Four times you hurt yourself.
And I found out some of those minds weren't as criminal as one had hoped.
Really? You know what you should have done?
Some of them are good people.
You know what you should have done when you hurt yourself watching it? Should have called your brother.
Should have.
Yes.
It would have been a good one.
Who or what fell on who or what? 206-421 Rock.
Man, oh, man. Hello, Cameron. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, bitches?
Hola.
So this was maybe 20 or so years ago. I was hanging out with my cousin and a neighborhood friend of ours. We heard this rumor of this really awesome treehouse out in the woods by our neighborhood. So we all kind of trek out there, and after about an hour of walking or so, we come across this spot that we heard about, and it has kind of a treehouse. It's maybe way older and kind of rotted than we had thought. But we're just kind of checking it out and looking at it, and our neighborhood friend starts climbing up it. I forget to mention, this thing is a multi-story treehouse, so there's three layers to it.
How old do you think 25. This thing was? I mean, do you know who built this, or it's just this weird random treehouse in the neighborhood?
It was just kind of like an old wives' tale, like, oh, there's this crazy treehouse out in the woods, but nobody's been able to find it in, I don't know, 10 years or so. So it was basically just plywood stacked up in between two trees with some 2x4s. It wasn't really anything awesome.
Sure.
But it had three stories. So our friend starts climbing, and me and my cousin are still looking at this thing, and wood's rotted and falling off, and it doesn't look very safe. But he keeps climbing. He gets up to the third story, and we're like, hey, man, that doesn't look safe. You should probably get down. And he's like, no, it's totally fine. He does the three, like, really small little safety bounces. And like he planned it or something, on the third one, we hear just the splitting of wood at the top. He comes falling through, crashes through the second floor into the first floor, crashes through that one, and then hits the very bottom.
Oh.
And we're just like eyes wide, mouths wide open, and he shoots up, and he's like, I'm fine. It wasn't as stable as I thought. And we just start busting up laughing, and he destroyed that thing. It was like a cartoon watching him fall through the floors like that.
How high up do you think the treehouse was? How far did he fall?
The third floor was probably maybe 25 or 30 feet up.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. So it was like crash, 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 and then he hits the bottom.
He's lucky that the treehouse was stacked like that.
Yeah.
Typically you just use the best branch above that to make the next platform. That doesn't mean it's necessarily right over the top of it, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know who built it, like I said, but they didn't know what they were doing too well. They just kind of had these two trees that were perfect length apart, nailing 2x4s into plywood, and called it a day.
Damn.
It looked like.
That's well, they're probably like, hey, don't jump on it.
Yeah, my cousin Raymond, he had one of the most traumatic, and maybe this affected me as far as I, being one of the most traumatic stories of anybody in my family that I've heard. He was hiking with his best friend, and they were in the Dolly Sods area of West Virginia, which is close to the Cranberry Wilderness, where I think he went to a wedding. Either way, the mountains are pretty high in that area.
It sounds lovely.
There's a lot of
Cranberry Wilderness.
There's a lot of it's beautiful. It's actually pretty.
I'm sure fine. This time of year
there's
it's
not
nice.
A lot to see. Do you like Hardee's? I mean, that's what they have there. But they're on like
like a 10-miler. They're just doing a loop around the area. And they camped on top of a cliff on top of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So they could see everything. Basically, everything was facing west. You can see the weather come in when you're on top of the mountains there. You need to be able to have a pretty good view during the day because when the storms come in, they roll in pretty fast. So you just need to be prepared. So you need a good sight line to the west all the time for everything that's just humming across the plains. Because back then, you looked at a weather map or got the weather forecast, and then you're out there for 3 or 4 days, and that's not necessarily right. What you're going to get. You don't have cell phone coverage or anything. So his buddy gets up in the middle of the night to go pee, opens up the tent, walks off this cliff.
What?
He walks off this cliff and he falls like 60 feet, right?
Jesus, man.
But they're five miles in. So Raymond, he has to climb down the cliff and then he has to check on his buddy. His buddy is still alive.
How long was it from the time? Because it's the middle of the night. You go out to pee. I'm back asleep.
No, he woke up. He didn't know. He didn't know he was
gone. Certainly he woke up and his buddy's just not there.
And then he heard him moaning and he looked over and he's like, oh my God. You know, he didn't realize what exactly happened to his buddy. So he finally gets down there a couple hours later because it took him a little bit of time to just figure out how do I get down there. So he gets down there and there's no option. There's no cell phones. There's nobody in this area. So he basically carried his buddy back to the car and it took him 2.5 days to do it. He had to put him over his shoulder. He would stop. They would camp. He would try to feed him. He would try to bandage him up. The guy broke his back in like 3 places.
Oh, God.
I mean, there was nothing you could do. But he got his ass back to the car, got him in the car, got him to a local hospital. And as soon as they got to the hospital, that was the local hospital.
You should have got him here sooner.
They life-flighted him out to Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? As fast as they could to go to he needed surgery immediately. But, I mean, he carried his buddy, I mean, on his shoulder for 3 days to get back to the car. And I just like, and he was freaked out even telling you the story. I mean, a year later,
I'm sure he was.
His buddy ended up being paralyzed from the waist down. You know, like all the,
oh my goodness.
All the things.
How old were you when you heard this?
I was probably 10, 11 years old. And I had hiked in that area before with him. So I knew the area that they were in and I know how severe those cliffs are. It's not like if you're on Pilchuck and you're looking down onto Lake 22. It's nothing that crazy, but I mean, the cliffs were pretty substantial in the area to the point where if you fell, you were screwed. I mean, you were totally screwed.
I'd have told the story at the time I left my friend to die in the wilderness. I looked down, yeah. I don't know how to get down there, bro.
Yeah, I'm with you, kids. Carrying him out of there, man. That 2 days, that's a long time.
It was killing him. You know what I mean? Because his buddy was a big guy.
There's no cell phones or nothing.
Well, right. He tried to take some poles that they had for, you know, like that he makeshift poles. And then he tried to put the sleeping bag in there and then make like kind of like a, he would be like the rickshaw, so to speak.
All right, just drag him.
And just pull the, you know what I mean, the stretcher, so to speak, you know, out of the woods.
Yeah, yeah.
Tried that for a couple days. He couldn't get that to tie down. He had to leave half his gear in spots.
Right.
So at the end of all this, you know what I mean, after his buddy goes to the hospital, then like 2 weeks later, he takes a trip just to go and get their stuff. So he's got to go back and get, you know, his buddy's backpack, his buddy's clothes, all the stuff that he could not carry. Because he already had his own stuff with him, you know what I mean? So he just jammed all the things they needed into one pack. And, of course, when he gets back there, bears had ripped through all the food.
Oh, of course.
You know what I mean? Everything was basically completely destroyed. He had, like, 2 or 3 things left, you know. And then he could actually visibly see more because he was clear-headed what had happened and where he was. And he was like, it was like maybe 50, 60 feet, but if you just saw how far he fell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't believe the guy's alive.
Jesus, man.
It was crazy.
All that to pee.
Yeah. Just got in the middle of the
night. Guess he had to go.
It's dark. You know, walking. Who or what fell on who or what? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.